When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Did you hear my Roxette impression?
I did.
Thank you.
You're doing a little countdown there, aren't you?
Unfortunately, yes. Sook's the only one who heard that. Your mic is not yet turned on. I don't trust you before the liner.
Nor should you.
You know what? That's a valid point, Buck. It's a valid. That was for my ears only.
You know what that is? That's a professional radio producer right there.
Yes, it is.
And it's not just you guys. It could be a fan, a listener coming up and talking to you and dropping something.
That's
you know,
true.
It could be anything.
That's true. It could be any of these.
It's a valid point, Buck.
Numbnuts out here.
Valid point. Yeah, all of a sudden giving Yankees inappropriate nicknames.
Yeah. Or on the air.
Or on the air.
I mean, I don't know.
No big deal. Again, I don't think we can say that, but all right. no one's listening.
Nah. Do you dare me to say it again?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't recommend it, but, you know.
I mean, it's the obvious.
I know it's the obvious, but I don't. No. I don't think you can do that.
All right. Well, yeah. We are at A&A. We are at, this is a casino and sports book.
Yes.
Tara was looking for me earlier, but she couldn't find me because I was buried in one of the sports bars here. They have multiple bars here.
Yes, they do.
This is a big place. They've got a lot of different things to do and different places to eat.
I see the slot machines right over there.
Yep. You can pull a slot. You can play some craps or blackjack. Yeah, or
whatever you got.
What's the big game over there that...
You talking about craps?
No. Over by those TVs in the corner, they have a whole section... I learned it. Last time I went to Vegas, I learned it, and I was surprised at how simple
playing
it was.
Playing Baccarat?
Yeah, Baccarat.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that a...
It feels very sophisticated.
It feels that way, but it's not.
Yeah, you were saying
it's
that.
It's so simple.
No, that's whenever I think of Baccarat, I think of, like, James Bond type stuff. But
no.
You were saying that when you went over there. Like, you were like, it's actually quite simple.
Yeah, what I like to do in Vegas is just get drunk and talk to people that know... You know, and then people are nice. And I sat down with a guy who's a big Baccarat player. And he explained it to me, oh, my God. Yeah. It's like picking black or red.
See, I like a little pie gal. That was the last little bit, the last couple times that I've been down in the casino world. I get a taste for that pie gal.
Yeah, they have a pie gal table right over there.
Yeah.
Isn't Baccarat basically higher or lower?
You're just
it's the total of dice and you're just going lower high. That's it.
I'm telling you, it is no simpler than picking black or red. It's the weirdest thing.
Well, that's why roulette is fantastic.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
Yeah,
roulette.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're up in Ridgefield. We're sitting in the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill. They do have some wing specials. The bar is about to open here, and the Guardians-Tigers game is on. It is 0-0 in the eighth. Great game.
Got old rock fight going on.
And we'll have the Chiefs Saints later. And, of course, you can bet here. Sportsbook, sports gambling legal. You can bet on the Oregon game if you like.
Yes, you can.
The early line is Ohio State -4, I read.
Yeah. And now we have 2 versus 3. And I'll tell you what, man. I honestly, outside of Ohio State and Texas, and I'm going to say this loosely, I think I know that Texas and Ohio State are good. Outside of that, I know nothing about college football. Like, I still can't. Like Oregon blew out Michigan State. And I think that is equal parts Oregon is good and equal parts, if not more, Michigan State sucks. That is a bad football team. And if you're an Oregon State fan, I know you're looking for a silver lining, which, by the way, I saw that Bananas game that went into OT. Congratulations on the Beavs for pulling one out against Colorado State. I think if you're an Oregon State fan right now, you don't miss Childs at all. I think you look at the way he's played this year at Michigan State and you're like, that was the future of our program? He's terrible. That's a bad quarterback. Not that he can't get better. there's just so much bad play right now in college football. Like, Oregon, I think, is 90th right now in red zone efficiency. They just don't play anyone, you know? And so lately, the last couple weeks, just athletically, they've overwhelmed people, but they don't look particularly good. And so here comes Ohio State. It's just college football is so as mediocre as, like, everyone in the NFL basically is 3-2 or 2-3. I think college football might even be more messy than the NFL is right now with who's good and who's not.
Well, this to me is why all the preseason prognostications are fool's gold.
Yeah.
It's dumb. Let's just watch them play.
Let it play out.
And see what happens, because you just never know.
No. I mean, if Oregon beats Ohio State this week, then you plant the flag and you're like, hey, Oregon's the second best, if not the best team in the country. It'd be the best win. I just don't honestly really know what to expect. I think Ohio State has looked better than they have all year, but I mean, I know Oregon has the talent, but they have literally played no one. And I guess Ohio State hadn't until Iowa, and that was a game for a half. It's just, it's a weird slate when you've got, what, Alabama beating Georgia and then losing to Vanderbilt, right? And
crazy.
Yeah, it's just, it's a strange world.
Well, we'll get to that in our college football cabaret. But first, we have Poll Question. That was French.
Oh, I like it.
Friday, we asked you which sport has the best playoffs, because we were bloviating about the Major League Baseball playoffs being great, and they are great thus far.
Yes.
And not every year is great. This year, right now, it has just been a dynamite postseason. But NCAA basketball won that at 35%.
I get it.
Yeah. NFL, 29%. Yeah. Baseball, 26%. NHL, 10%. That was Friday. Today we're asking you, and the question is there on X at 1080 The Fan, most pleasant sporting surprise over the weekend? Ooh. Was it all the college football upsets? Was it Major League Baseball popping off? Was it game day to Eugene? Mm. Or was it Joe Flacco? Vote.
I would like to point something out.
And vote hard.
Joe Flacco had 33 completions.
Yeah, he did.
Yesterday. Do you know how many Anthony Richardson has the entire year?
12.
He's got 39. He's got 6 more completions than Joe Flacco had in one game.
Josh Allen had 9 yesterday.
Josh Allen did not look good. And that's 2 weeks in a row. Dude, the NFL has become such a week-to-week sort of league, because for the first 3 weeks, Buffalo looks unstoppable. And the last 2 weeks, they look the definition of ordinary, right? And, you know, it's
normal.
It is.
I mean,
we make way too much on a week-to-week basis in the NFL. The bottom line is, with the exception of 4 teams right now, it feels like there's like 4 really bad teams, and there's 4 teams that are better than 3-2, right? And by the way, Minnesota Vikings and Washington
Technically,
Commanders.
Technically, there are 5.
There's 5?
Well, because the Lions are 3-1.
The Lions are 3-1.
They were off. Yeah. But yes, pretty much everybody is 2-2, 3-2, or 2-3.
Yeah. And so,
which is the NFL that we know. It's parity riddled.
It's parity, because even the teams that are really good, or the record says, there's big warts there. I mean, Kansas City, and you look at it, and Kansas City's offense has been dreadful so far. They just they keep finding ways to win. So of that poll question, the biggest surprise to me was college football. Like, I thought we might have some sneaky good matchups, and we might get some scares. We talked about that going into Saturday, but no one could have predicted that. No one could have predicted that level of chaos.
5 of the top 11 go down.
Yes.
Almost 6 if Cal could have held on to beat Miami, but they didn't.
And I still can't figure out how that's not targeting and that seals the game. But, I mean, Cal should have never let it get there in the first place.
But Alabama and Tennessee in the top 5 lose. Alabama is the first AP number 1 to lose as a 3 or more touchdown favorite since 2008. Do you know who that was?
I do not. I haven't
USC
seen that.
At Oregon State.
Yeah, right when you said USC, I was like, I bet you that's the Beavs. Vanderbilt, by the way, held the ball for more than 40 minutes in that football game.
My Commodores. Do you know any Vanderbilt people that you could text and wish a congratulations?
Yeah, my cousin is a medical school graduate from Vanderbilt, but she's like double doctorate, like smartest person in the world.
She'd be like, what happened?
I think if I texted her, congratulations, her response would be like, what the hell are you talking about? And if I said,
I'm not pregnant.
And if I said football.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think her response would be, what? Don't waste my time, huh?
It's like, do you need anything?
She's trying to cure cancer. So, no, I do not have anyone that I can congratulate.
Yeah, I really wanted to like be like, ah, man, I'm really happy for Vant. And then I'm thinking, like, well, I don't know anyone.
Did you
Vandy?
Did you see the goalpost get a police escort?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw the whole thing. I mean, they're exciting.
Yes.
They're exciting.
That's awesome.
Vanderbilt.
Yes.
And they're coming off like a 2-win season.
Yeah.
It's not like they're good.
No.
I mean, they're getting better.
They're getting better.
But they're not good.
No.
That was wild.
But they beat Virginia Tech in a big upset. Georgia State and Missouri were both. I told you this. I said, you know, people laughed at me. And I said, we were talking about this. Me and Dave Bartu said at the beginning of the year, dude, Vanderbilt is not a bad football team. They upset Virginia Tech, which Dave called, and then they had two close losses against Georgia State and Missouri. They lost to Georgia State 36-32 and 30-27 against Missouri. And there were a lot of people that were saying, dude, Alabama, this is a classic trap spot, and the style that Vandy plays and can play keep away, and Bama's defense is a little shaky, keep an eye on that. Now, I don't think anyone predicted that. But I think people thought
because no one has any balls.
No one has any balls. But that was,
if you think it, say it.
Yeah. But that, like, that was one of those, hey, keep an eye, that could be a close game. And then Vandy played, if in order for a Vanderbilt to beat an Alabama, the game has to unfold exactly the way their game plan has it. And Vandy played a perfect game. And how about at the end when Alabama came back and made that a one score game, right? And Alabama still had timeouts. That is classic. Get conservative, run the ball three times, punt. Alabama gets it, goes down, scores, and saves their season. And Vanderbilt came out, ran the ball one time, and then immediately went to a bootleg, picked up a first down, and then ran it down Alabama's teeth to close out the game.
Yeah, Alabama,
I love that they had the balls to be aggressive.
Can we talk about Alabama's defense kind of sucking?
It's not good.
They've given up 67 points in six quarters.
Yep. Who was it? I think it was, I don't remember if it was Herbie or if it was Klatt. I want to give credit, but someone was saying after that Georgia game, they said, believe it or not, like, I actually maybe feel better about Georgia than I do Alabama, because I think some of the holes in the second half that Alabama got exposed on the defense, they're like, that may come back to bite you. And people were giving him, I think it was Klatt, and people were giving him a bunch of crap. Well, dude, Vandy just held the ball for 40-plus minutes and scored 40 on you, so there's real issues there at Alabama.
Hot takes. There's your poll question. It is on X at 1080 The Fan. Vote hard. Most pleasant sporting surprise over the weekend. Game day to Eugene. They're heading there for the Ohio State game this weekend. Yep. It'll be the 12th time that ESPN College Game Day will be there. Nick Saban, Pat McAfee,
yep,
amongst the crew. 8-3 record, if you're wondering. Ducks record on
in
game day.
Games?
For, well, games where game day is there.
Yeah.
They've gone 8-3. And a lot of scuddy about who the next celebrity guest picker will be at Oregon.
Yeah, because they've been through a lot of the, you know, the standard ones. Caitlin Olsen, come on down. Anybody?
Yeah,
I think she is a great candidate this year because she has a new show on ABC.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
she's always touting her love for Oregon.
For sure, but now there's a cross-promotional incentive to do so.
Is that who it is? Do we know?
I don't know.
No, it just seems like an obvious choice this time because of your show on their network.
Yeah. Bring on Sweet D and please have her be vulgar. Come on. Let's go.
At any rate, that MLB popping off, all the college football upsets, or Joe Flacco, vote on X at 1080 The Fan. Our college football cabaret continues next. More on Vanderbilt's upset of Alabama and where does college football go from here when we return. But first, Buck with Sports Center.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.